This is Sunday, so you don't get a short message today, do you? Like you normally get on Wednesdays. Get a normal message. Normal message, and today is what? What Sunday?
Third
Sunday of what? Y'all tell me, since I apparently get it wrong every once in a while.
Lent.
Third Sunday of Lent. Third Sunday of our Lenten season. Amen. How many of y'all glad God loved us enough to send His Son so that we could have a Lenten season to celebrate?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, your message today title, the ones that are here already know, but those that are home, your title today is Rejoice. I say rejoice. How many of y'all are glad when you rejoice at the name of the Lord? Amen. He loves us. He loves when we get happy with Him, don't we? When we're joyful with Him. When we spend time with Him. Amen. And when we rejoice in Him, guess what? He's doing it in heaven. When we rejoice with God, He is rejoicing over that in heaven. Amen. For each one of us. Your scripture today is going to come a little bit later, but it's from the book of John. John chapter 4, verses 5 through 26. I'll be doing the NIV version. But John 5 through 26, NIV, when we get there in a minute. How many of y'all are ready for that? Amen? Hey, although that story that we're going to be covering today, this is the longest recorded conversation with Jesus in the scriptures. And most likely, or Amos, unlikely disciple emerges from it. A Samaritan woman. They were not good at that time, were they?
Yeah.
Amen. Samaritan women were not good. They treated them bad, didn't they? They treated them like a lower class citizen. Well, because that's the way the culture was at that time. You had basically different classes. You had a good class and you had a bad class. And the Samaritan woman that we're going to talk about today was from the lower class that everybody's saying. Amen. But I don't know about you, but I'm glad we got a God and a Jesus that says it don't matter what class you come from.
Amen.
You can still come to the well. You can still find me. You can still rejoice in me. Amen. But we got that Samaritan woman emerges. And she emerges at an interesting place, which is the well that we're going to talk about. It's a historical place of a trauma. While many prior readings of this text vilify her because of her marital status, interestingly, our Lord Jesus does he? Doesn't vilify her. In fact, He never calls her sinful during that whole conversation. He offers her true water, don't He?
Amen.
Not just a drink, but true water. And with that encounter, she became a proclaimer of the Messiah. Perhaps the call story's down. Don't always look the way that we think they will, do they? Perhaps stories that we see don't always look the way that we think they will. Don't always end up the way that we think they will. Amen? So your scripture today again, John 4, 5 through 26, NIV version says it this way. Everybody there with me, give me an amen. Everybody at home, give me an amen. Starting with verse 5, it says this. So He came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as He was from the journey, sat down by the well, and it was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" Broke some laws, didn't He? "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to Him, Hold up, Jesus. You're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans at all. And Jesus answered her and said this, if you knew the gift of God and who it was or who it is that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. He needed some type of tool, didn't he? Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well to drink and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Everyone who drinks water on earth will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I give them will never thirst.
Amen.
Amen. Indeed, the water that I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And the woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. And he told her, go, call your husband and come back. And she said, I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, you are right when you say that you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands. That's been much by him. Amen. And the man that you now have is not your husband per se. What you have said, or what you have just said, is quite true. So the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain. But you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain, nor where? In Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do not know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and His worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know the Messiah called Christ is coming. When He comes, He will explain everything to us. And then Jesus declared to him, being the Messiah, amen, I, the one speaking to you, I am He. I am the Messiah. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you again, Lord, get Ronnie out of the way right now, Lord, and let your Holy Spirit speak through me, Lord. Lord, may it be your words spoken, not mine, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, may you open each one of our heart, our mind, and our soul, Lord, for the blessing and the message today from the well, Lord, and the rejoicing that the Samaritan woman was able to do after meeting you, your Son, and our Savior. Lord, we ask you just to be with us through the rest of the service. In your name, I pray. Everybody said,
Amen.
Hey, guess what? Again, today is the third Sunday of Lent. Lent is a season in which we anticipate Jesus' final trip to Jerusalem and the self-giving nature of love shown in His passion and in His death. The season begins with Ash Wednesday that we celebrated a few weeks ago.
Amen.
And extends for 40 days through Saturday of Holy Week. Sundays are excluded from Lent, being regarded as feast days in the midst of the 40-day fast. Lent is a strongly penitential season. The liturgical, I'll get that out and say, the color is purple, which is used to symbolize penance, preparation, and sacrifice. Amen. I'm glad we got a Savior that sacrificed for us, that would get us out of our penance, which was eternity in hell. Amen. Today's gospel reading that we just had echoes the first reading from the book of Exodus concerning the living water that they were talking about, and tells us how God communicates His divine life to all believers. Jesus promised an unnamed Samaritan woman the living water that will become a spring of water gushing up to eternal life and to grace to recognize who He really is. This passage tells us this, that Jesus and His disciples came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Tired of his journey, Jesus sat down on the ground by Jacob's well while His disciples went into town to buy some food. While He was resting, that Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus naturally asked her to give Him a drink. Can you imagine what the other disciples would have done? They'd have stayed away from her, wouldn't they? They'd be like, oh, we can't cross that line. That's a Samaritan woman. But our good and loving Savior don't care what race we are. Don't care what class we are. Amen. He loves all of us just the same. The Samaritan woman strongly reacted, didn't she? Saying, how can he, being a Jew, ask a Samaritan woman for water? As such things at that time, again, were not acceptable. Knowing the Samaritan woman's hesitation, Jesus told the woman that only if she knew the gift of God and who it was that was talking to her at that time, she in turn would have asked Him for water, which He would have given him. And the gift that Jesus was speaking about was Himself, because He is our living water. Amen. Amen. Jesus uses the water metaphor to teach that woman the lesson of grace and forgiveness. He speaks about the living water, which gives eternal life, divine grace, which is God's life within the soul. The woman craves for that type of water because she wishes to have eternal life. Although she misunderstood that at first, Jesus now has a lengthy but candid dialogue with her. They get into each other, don't they? They convo with each other. He makes her understand that she needs to confess her sins and change her life before she can obtain that living water of grace. Amen. Jesus then reveals to her that He truly is the Messiah. Once she is given a share in the mystery, the Samaritan woman's spirit is enlightened, isn't it? It's accelerated and it's illuminated by Jesus. I hope that's the way we feel today, since we know Him like she does now. She now realizes what it means to take freely of the water of life, which is a spiritual refreshment that comes into her soul after her encounter and her confession to Jesus. Not only was she crying, was she impressed that Jesus knew all of her sins, all the stuff that she was going through, just like He knows all of our sins, all the things that we're going through. But she was also given the opportunity to have those sins forgiven. She believes He is truly the Messiah that was to come, the Anointed One. Amen? She repents of her past misdeeds and goes back to tell her family and friends and tells them about Jesus.
Amen.
When we reflect on that episode of the story, how the story begins with Jesus showing himself to a person, as a person in need, that was tired, that was hungry, that was thirsty, we're surprised to see how genuinely human he was at that time. And he asked for help from a person that he was supposed to avoid at all costs. Amen. Namely, a strange woman, but also a Samaritan. She is also surprised at his approach. But her surprise allows Jesus to turn the tables, don't it? And offer her living water of grace. But the water that Jesus will give is different, isn't it? It's unlike the water from the well that she's been drinking. He tells her that those who drink this water will never, ever, ever be thirsty again, as it gives eternal life. And the woman thinks in human terms, don't she? Just like we would. Amen. She thinks in human terms and hopes she'll never have to trudge to the well again. Jesus now invites a woman to do something more, don't he? To come to receive the living water with her husband. Amen. Jesus' mission to these people begins with reaching out to the entire family, not just her alone. Amen. But she confesses, don't she? Says that she has no husband. And Jesus reveals her true situation. Don't he? He reveals her true sins that she's living in at that time.
Amen.
And now, she becomes a messenger for him, don't she? The gospel reading today concludes by telling us that the people came to the city to hear Jesus in large numbers. They came to believe in Jesus because of that woman's witness and the words he said to her. Then they asked him to stay with them and teach them. Perhaps he would also otherwise have continued on his journey that he was tired from at that moment. Jesus often needs to be invited, don't he, to stay in our hearts as well as theirs. However, at the end, having been convinced of the person of Jesus, they tell the woman that they believed in Jesus, not because of what she said, but because of themselves hearing him. And that they realized that he was the true Savior of the world. Jesus was clear with the woman, wasn't he? At the well, about what was right and wrong in her immoral life. That gift of truth that he gave her at that moment helped set her free from her sins, didn't it? And an immoral life. And helped her to begin experiencing the freedom of life in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He had already told her that the well of Jacob, a holy place, will become irrelevant in the future. So will the temple of Israel, of Jerusalem, where they were headed. The richness of the story is found in the dialogue between Jesus and the woman. It is a story about revelation. It's a story about communication. It's a story about relationship. It's also a story about God. A story about Jesus and boundaries. Amen. Jesus shows himself as the living water to be shared by all. This story introduces many critical or crucial themes that pan out in the rest of the gospel. The first and most important fact is that Jesus has begun his ministry here on earth and will impart his word to the people that he meets. Another important issue raised in this story is the fact that Jesus talks to anybody. Amen. I'm glad he does. Because if he didn't just talk to anybody, he probably wouldn't talk to me as bad as I was. Amen. But he talks to any person in society, ordinary or elite. The gospel says that Jesus confronts the Samaritan woman at noon, which is the hottest part of the day, and the unlikely the time to draw water from the well because of that hotness. It's hidden that she may be someone who is not liked by her community. Amen. I think that was true. She wasn't liked by her community. Amen. But Jesus, our Jesus, being the Son of God, crossed that cultural divide and engaged with her in conversation. And through that encounter that we learn about the importance of rejoicing. In John 4, 5-26, we see the woman at the well talking to Jesus. She's come to draw the water, but Jesus has asked her for a drink. She was surprised again by a Jew, because they didn't associate with Samaritans. Had Jesus again used that opportunity to reveal her the gift of eternal life. That's the same eternal life that He's given us if we've accepted Him as our Savior today. Amen. He also told her that the time was coming when true worshipers would worship the Father in spirit and in truth. It's in that exchange that Jesus reveals that the Father seeks us worshipers who will worship Him in their spirit and truth. Brothers and sisters, let us not take a moment to think about what it means to worship God in spirit and truth. To worship in spirit means to worship from the depths of our heart, from the bottom of our souls. Amen. With sincerity, with passion. Not just a walkthrough. Not just a walkthrough practice, so to say. Amen. But a true, full-fledged, full heart mode. Walk through Jesus. It's in that exchange that Jesus reveals that the Father Himself seeks us worshipers who will worship Him in that spirit and truth. But also that true worship means that we worship with our minds in the understanding that God, of who God is and what He's done for each one of us. Now let's look at the woman real fast. Reaction to Jesus' words. She was filled with joy. Hence the title of today's message, Rejoice. I say rejoice. She was filled with joy. She left her water jar. The whole thing that she came to the well for, she left the water jar and ran to tell the people in her town about Jesus, about the dude that she met that wasn't even supposed to talk to her. Amen. She said to them, "Come see a man who told me everything that I've done. Could this be the Messiah?" Amen. That's John 4:29. Brothers and sisters, this is the true rejoicing. This is what true rejoicing looks like. When we encounter Jesus and we come to understand who He is and what He's done for us, we cannot help but be filled with joy, can we? We cannot have help but have an overflowing heart and accept it by Him. We should be so overjoyed that we leave our burdens behind us and run to tell others about Him like she did. When we worship God in spirit and in truth, we experience the joy of the Lord, don't we? We experience the joy of being in His presence and the joy of knowing that we are loved and accepted by Him. And this joy should be so great that it spills over in every aspect of our lives. Not just when we're hanging out here at church. Amen. Not just when we're hanging out with family. But in every aspect of our lives. Causing us to rejoice in all circumstances, whether they're good or bad. We should all still be rejoicing with joy. Amen. So let us learn from that woman at the well. Let us worship God in spirit and in truth. And let us rejoice in His presence. Let us leave behind our burdens and run and tell others about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For in Him we have truly found joy and eternal life. Amen. As we get ready to come for the final song, let's go ahead and close with a word of prayer. Hey, I don't know about you, but if you don't know Jesus today, perfect day. Perfect day to get to know Him. Because I will tell you, there's a devil that's walking around our earth. And guess what? He rules over the earth. There's two places the devil rules. The world that we live in and hell. And the devil's job, because he knows at some point he's going to get sent back to hell completely for eternity. His job until that time is trying to take as many of us with him as he can. But we got a joy in Jesus. Amen. That when we accept Him, we can turn away from those devil's lies. Amen. We need to rejoice, as we won't have to be part of Satan's world here on earth and spend eternity with the devil. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, I thank You for getting me out of the way today, Lord. Lord, allowing Your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for Your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank You for the blessing in Your message today, Jesus. Lord, for the Samaritan woman that was a true example of a joyful life after the encounter with Jesus, Lord. Lord, may we each get that desire on our hearts, Lord, that we would want to be joyful in our worship, Lord, and telling everybody about You, Lord, about what You did for us, about the encounter that we had with You, Lord. Lord, because each one of our encounters is different from the Samaritan woman, Lord. Lord, we have the personal experience that we can share of the love of Jesus, Lord. Lord, may You put somebody in front of us this week, Lord. Lord, that we can truly tell about Your love, Your mercy, Your grace, Lord, and Your eternity in heaven, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for each and everything You do. In Your name I pray. Everybody say it.
I went to Jerusalem.